Oh, it's been a great road since the 31st of December, Chris. The last Saturday when they beat Dungannon by that single point, and they've gone on to record four more victories after that, including another single point defeat of Dungannon up there. And actually, it's interesting that, you know, the last 2 weeks, the last two games that they've played against Sunday's Well and Beckett, one would have expected a bigger and a stronger competition from the travelling sides. I mean, Beckett put about, I think it was 40 points on Derry in the game down at Donnybrook, and then down at Ross Bryan, it was 59 points that the Old Crescent had put on them. So it just lets you see that sometimes away from home these teams are not don't travel as well. But from Derry's point of view and taking nothing away from it, it was a merited result. Just a pity maybe they didn't get a fourth and final try, which they almost had on a couple of occasions. But nevertheless, I mean, that result yesterday now means that they're fourth from bottom. It takes them 2 points ahead of Bective. I think it's 4 points ahead of Skerries, and Thomond looked to be in the relegation zone. They just don't seem to be doing anything at all. Now, the only thing in Derry's favour, to an extent, is that they have to travel to Thomond and they have to travel to Skerries in the latter stages of this competition. And certainly now, you know, you didn't want to be going down to Skerries, especially in a must-win game. But, you know, if they get down there, points clear, obviously the pressure's off them, and the pressure's more on the home team, and therefore gives them a great opportunity. But 3 tries he scored yesterday, and really, at no stage did they really look as if they weren't going to win the game. It was even Stephen the first 15 minutes. Beckett took a lead with a penalty, but Derry came back. And then in the second half, the penalty try, the scrum was very crucial yesterday. Derry were very strong. They got a penalty try about 4 minutes into the second half, and that put them into a 14-3 lead. And then a further try then from centre David Graham converted, and that was 21-3. Hello, there was a consolation score in the last part of the game for Richard Dunn from Beckett. But at that stage, the Dubliners were well and truly beaten. And from City Derry's point of view, 5 games in a trot. It's funny how 12 months can change things around. This time last year, Chris, Derry couldn't win a game after being about 15 points clear. And then at Christmas, just before Christmas, when they looked to be in a precarious position, they've now wheeled off 5 in a trot. And certainly the players, you can see the confidence, and hopefully they can build on that. They've no game next week. They go to Wanderers in 2 weeks' time. Wanderers not having a very good season either. I noticed they were beaten at home yesterday. So, you know, there's an opportunity maybe to go down to Wanderers and come away with something. But at this moment in time, certainly Derry have had a great role, and it has certainly taken the pressure off both the team and the club.
And from a case of thinking how they would avoid maybe relegation, how far up the table can they set their heights at this stage?
Well, to be honest, I think Kerry McMaster's a bit of a realist in that sense, Chris, and maybe another 2 or 3 victories finishing mid-table, because it doesn't really matter. As long as you're playing Division 2B rugby next year, it's important. I think it's now time to look and see what's going to happen, if Terry's going to remain as a coach. I think it's time to think on where do they need players from, and how can they recruit a few players to strengthen the squad. But, you know, it's not a bad situation now with 5 games to go to find themselves in this particular situation, because, you know, 5 games... before this, I mean, it was precarious, and certainly things were not looking good. And the last thing that any team wants is to get into relegation playoffs, and because we know how those go, and then can happen. But, you know, I would be hopeful that they can climb up a table a bit further. There's a bit of a lot of teams in mid-table all with maybe 2 or 3 points separating them. But certainly, I think when they look at the league table now and see where they're sitting and with the number of points, they'll be very happy at this moment in time.
Now, Division 2C, defeat for Rainey yesterday against Navan, 12 points to 6. Still been a good season for Rainey. I think they're still third, but Navan really are the strongest team in that division, aren't they?
Yeah, they seem there. I remember being down in Navan it must be 7 or 8 years ago now, because the first year that Derry were in the qualifying league and they got into the playoffs, Navan was their first game, and in fact they lost that game. Tremendous setup down in Navan, if I remember rightly. Great pitches and a great clubhouse and everything. So they are a side that's geared certainly to that, and they look at this moment in time that they have a fair opportunity of maybe joining the 2B teams next year. Really keep themselves, I think it's second equal or something in that league, but so they're still in with the shout, haven't had a great start, but there's still a lot of games to be played in that one. And, you know, if they can continue to churn it out, they will be in a relegation. But then again, if they were, for instance, to be playing against somebody like Skerries or Thomond, you would expect the Maharfell team to win that one. But they were disappointed at losing yesterday so narrowly, but having said that, it was a last minute penalty give them a losing bonus point. So to go to Navan and come away with a losing bonus point against the way the Navan team have been playing has been good.
And elsewhere yesterday, Alec, in the Rugby Championship, your verdict on the scores for the local sides?
Yeah, and that won the Rugby Championship. Oma just going from strength to strength, Chris. I mean, the Enstonians were down there yesterday. Enstonians started the day off 2 points behind Oma. And Oma come through 18-17. They seem to have this ability this season of winning these close games. And that now leaves them top with Ballyclare. Oma have a game in hand, and Oma play Ballyclare 2 weeks on Saturday, and I'm hoping maybe I might go up and see that game, because I think it would be a tremendous game to see, because Oma really are in a resurgence this year, and it would be great to see them continue the success they've had. In the Rugby Championship 2, CIYMS travelled down to the Roe Valley, and they came away with a 23-14 a result against Limavady. Limavady were a wee bit disappointed now, but nevertheless, CI are ran second in that league, and I suppose you have to say they were a pretty strong side. In the Gordon West quarter-final, a wee bit of a disappointment here for Letterkenny. They travelled to play the PSNA, a game that was played at Ballyclare. They lost out by 24-20, and I'm sure they're disappointed they got so close there, because had they won that game and got into the semi-finals, who knows what would have happened, but unfortunately that's how it turned out. It was the PSNA 24, Letterkenny 20. Better news for two other North West sides, Chris, in the cup competitions. In the Foster Cup, or the Foster Plate Cup, a quarter final, Finnish Owen travelled up to Ballyclare, and they had a very good result, coming away winners by 32-10. So that now puts them into the semi final, and I suppose a home draw at Carindona, they would like that one. And then in the Butler Shield quarter final, Strabane travelled up to Letterkenny, and they won that one by 19-0. So they're also in the quarter final, and no doubt looking for a home advantage in the semi final. So it's good to see those two Northwest sides both in semi finals. But Oba certainly at the moment carrying the flag for junior rugby in the Northwest.
And just a word on the Six Nations and next weekend. Everybody really expecting Johnny Sexton to be back, but there has been an awful lot of support for Paddy Jackson, and he will see action again.
Yes, Chris, we talked about it, I think it was last week, and you know, the thing was, I feel that Smith obviously has the three choices. He starts Sexton, brings Jackson on, he starts Jackson and brings Sexton on, he starts Jackson. Now, if Jackson plays really well, does he have to bring Sexton on? Because psychologically, we know what the French think of Johnny Sexton, in a sense, no disrespect, but he did have a hard time for 2 years. We know what Pickables did to him in the World Cup, you know, and the last thing you want is another injury for Sexton. So it'd be very difficult to see, Chris, but I have a funny feeling they probably might start with Jackson, and if he can give him 50 minutes, then it's a great opportunity maybe to introduce Johnny Sexton when the game breaks up, and hopefully then that they could run the big French forwards even further around the Aviva, because I think that's what they'll have to do. The rest of the team probably picks itself, depending on how, if Rob Kearney's not fit, I would imagine Simon Zima would go to full back, with probably Andrew Trimble coming in the wing. The back row is very interesting, because I keep looking to see if Paul O'Mahon and he's going to be fit, because I'd be terribly tempted, Chris, if Paul O'Mahony was fit. Some people might think it's strange, but I'd be very tempted to put Jamie Heaslip on the bench to start with, and start off with O'Mahony, O'Brien and Standard, the three really big strong ball carriers. Give them half an hour, or give O'Mahony a good half hour, and then bring Sexton in again, or Heaslip in again, because we know what his ability is like to run in the loose. But you know, that's maybe what Joe Smith would do, or else he may just bring O'Mahony off the bench. But either way, I'm really looking forward to that game. I do think that Ireland, if they can run the ball, we saw in the game when the French forwards, I mean, some of their prop forwards really walk from ruck to ruck and maul to maul, and if they can really get that ball moving around the park, and you find a centre up against a front row forward, it should be a great opportunity. But you know, everything's to play for. After the Scottish result, they did get that losing bonus point, the only team to get a try bonus point at the moment, and a result then, of course, next week at the Aviva, either way, will set up two fantastic games to finish with, Wales away and England at home.